hold. We really can't have two meetings only because it will be too time consuming on the family's part. So I'm going to give updates, and then I have some PTA updates, and if they want to jump in, they can. And then if people have comments, they could start dropping it into the chat. Okay, Sam?
校长说了，现在呢，谢谢大家今天啊，因为呢，我为什么我们是 PDA 和这一个学校的这个校政的一个 town hall meeting 一起做呢？是因为一个 PTA 和 town hall 一起做的话呢，那就会省一点时间，因为如果两个分开的话，那就会有太多的这一个会议，那这样子呢就会大家有花很多的时间，那 PDA 呢也很友善的，就是觉得是。 那这样子可以省一点时间，那有一些 PTA 的一些新闻呢和这一个事情呢，这一个校长会告诉大家的。如果大家有什么问题，可以写在这个我们一个聊天，点你们点击下面这个聊天可以写进去，然后我们等一下呢，校长就会回答大家的问题。Yes, mate.
Hui Ling's on. Can you take over? Sam's driving. Are you okay now?
So sorry.
Okay, cool. All right, so I'm just gonna start with thank you all for joining me. I know this is dinner time, so I'm gonna try to be as quick as possible. This is our first town hall, so I do have some things I want to address, and then we're gonna skip to the questions.
对，校长说想感谢所有的家长今天抽空来参加我们这个会议，他也了解说现在是晚餐的时间，非常的感谢你们来参加这个会议。还有呢，我们呢还有就是校长说呢，今天是我们今年的第一个市政厅会议，所以呢他有很多东西呢想跟你们分享。Okay,
iPads. I know many of our new students and many of our old ones who did not apply for DOE iPads. You're waiting for iPads. We have applied on your behalf. We're at the point where the school applies. We're just waiting for them to confirm and send the devices to us. I know some of you have personal iPads. What the dilemma is that the DOE iPad comes with a whole bunch of programs preloaded, and it's also LTE, which means the Wi-Fi is already in on the iPad. Whereas if you bring a personal iPad and we have difficulty like logging it onto our school Wi-Fi, I'll stop there, Hui Ling, because that's intense.
Okay, 校长说呢，有关于这个 iPad 的问题呢，就是说我们呢有很多的新生呢跟旧生呢，他们都还没有申请 iPad。 那校长想跟你们讲的呢，就是我们呢已经呢帮你申请了，OK？ 然后呢，很多家长就会说，哦，我们自己本身就有 iPad， 不需要帮我们申请。但是呢，现在问题就出在说，教育局的 iPad 呢，他们呢是有那个。 就是连接的功能，就是可以上网的功能，以及在这个 iPad 里面，而且呢，这个 iPad 里面呢，已经有所有教育局通过的那些 APP 在上面。你们自己的 iPad 呢是没有就是这些功能的，所以呢，有时候你们把你们的 iPad 拿进来的时候呢，反而我们有很大的问题呢，去帮你们的 iPad， 你们自己本身的 iPad 来做连接，让小朋友可以在就是用那个 iPad 在学校里面学习的。 所以呢，我们就是说，希望你可以，就是我们已经帮你申请了 iPad
了。Okay, please, like, and we're also asking you if you have iPads that are DOE to send it in with your child. I know many of you are concerned you don't want them on iPads anymore. We need them to get on the iPads. We do not use them in school all day, but the city's periodic assessment is digital. So they need it so that they can be assessed, number one. Number two, it'll be short. Number two, we need them to become familiar with the programs and how to log on, all the way down to our pre-Kers. A little tough for 3Kers, but even our pre-Kers, that means if we have a classroom closure, if there's a snow day, they can be independent and not need you to sit next to them and support them. Kuhiling, okay, now your turn.
OK， 校长说呢 ，OK， 教育局的 iPad 呢，我们还是希望呢，你可以呢让小朋友带来上学的。我们也知道呢，你们不想他们再用 iPad， 但是呢，我们呢必须要用这些 iPad。我们这些 iPad 不是一整天在用的，只是呢我们需要的时候的时候呢才会给他们用的。因为很多教育局的那些模拟试呢，全部都是在 iPad 上面呢，是可以让学生呢去考的。还有呢另外一些东西呢，就是我们必须要训练这些小朋友呢怎么样自己就是很自觉的自动的去登录这些不同的那些我们学校线上学习的那些 program。 然后呢这样子呢好像如果有任何的情况发生，好像教室要关闭啊，或者是学校关闭，或者是下雪天的时候呢，他们都可以呢自己登上去自己学习，而不需要你坐在旁边教导他们。
Yeah, the iPad, we apply for iPads for 3K up, all new students and students, you know, who didn't apply for one last year. So, like, don't worry. Like, we just have to wait for them to figure out. And I don't even know if maybe the holdup is that they're still buying iPads. But we apply for everybody 3K and up to fifth grade.
Okay.校长说呢，我们已经呢帮你就是从教育局那里呢去要求去申请一个 iPad， 3K 以上到五年级呢我们都有去帮你申请。然后呢我们现在呢是等他们寄那些 iPad 来，现在他们的原因就是说他们现在还在购买这些 iPad， 所以我们还没有收到任何。
OK、health screening. Many of you are doing the health screening on your phone. If you can, we will givehealth paper health screening out every Friday. Please try to fill it out at home. It will make arrival a lot faster and smoother. We've been very lucky with good weather, so it's not so hard to wait a few minutes. But if it's bad weather, we want the kids to come as quick as possible. So please, please, if you need extra copies, School Connects us. The teacher will put it in their bag, but we'll try to put extra copies every Friday. If you have it ready, you just hand it to us. We look at it. Your child comes in and there won't be a delay.
OK, 有关于那个健康调查表，每一天呢都需要填的。有很多的家长呢，他们现在都是用那个线上的表格来填的，而且他们给我们看那个手机。但是如果你没有的话呢，我们建议你呢在家里填好，然后呢才就是说才来上学。为什么呢？是因为原因呢是因为我们最近的天气都非常的好，没有遇到一些不好的天气。但是如果真的有不好的天气呢，我们想让小朋友呢可以尽快进来学校。 OK, 还有呢就是我们星期五呢会复印一些就是那些健康调查表的发放回去给你们家长。如果你们需要更多的这些纸的话呢，你可以通过我们学校的 APP 呢来跟我们联系，让我们就会给你的小朋友呢多一些那些纸张的，可以让你拿回去填。那记得请在家里填好了以后呢再来学校，这个样子呢可以帮助我们呢把小朋友呢带进来学校，那个情绪会比较快一点，就不需要在外面等这么久了。
Okay, so now I'm going to go over arrival. The school's day starts at 8:20. I'm sorry. There goes my nutty dog. Stop it. Give me 1 minute.
Stop. No more.
Hey, Ling, maybe you could say it starts at 8:20 for everyone, including 3K. 8:20 start for everyone, including 3K.
OK, 校长跟副校长刚刚说呢，开学的时间所有的小朋友都是8:20开始上学的，8:20包括3岁的小朋友 3K.
OK, we let the students in, we start letting students in at 8, which means by 8:20 they should be in the classroom. 8:25, we shut all doors except for the main entrance on Hester Street. So if you're getting thereAfter 8:25, don't go to the other doors, just come to the front door. It's part of our safety plan that we actually, you know, be really prompt with our arrival and our dismissal.
Okay, 校长说呢，8:20, 8点钟呢，我们让小朋友早一点进来，但是8:20的时候呢，小朋友就会去他们的教室里面了。 8:25呢，所有的侧门呢，就是让小朋友进来的侧门呢，都会关闭。如果你是8:25才到的话呢，你应该走正门，因为我们学校呢有一个安全规划，里面写着说，我们必须呢早上呢让小朋友进来的时候呢，我们必须快一点。所以你8:25到的话呢，所有的侧门呢即将会关闭的，用正大门在喜事达街那里呢，你可以从你还可以从那里进来。
Okay, dismissal is at 2:40. It'll be a difficult winter, whether it's rain, storm, tornado, flooding. Dismissal will be outdoors at 2:40. Reason being, we have the after school programs that pick up indoors. So we can't let too many people in. All the after school programs have counselors who are fully vaccinated and are vetted. So we let them in so that they can pick up the students. Please be on time. It's really difficult. And you know, the children get a little worried if they're not picked up. We will close the gates on the outdoor yard and on Orchard Street side at 2:45. If we're late, it's 2:50. So if you're running late, don't go through those doors. Come through the front door. Your child will probably be in the office. Okay.
放学的时候呢，放学的时间是2:40呢。我们希望呢，你可以呢，就是尽量的准时，一定要准时来接。建议跟冬天呢会比较艰难一点，为什么呢？是因为第一，不管是什么天气，下大雪、下大雨，外面打风，对不对？你们都不可以进来学校，都必须要在外面接。OK， 而且呢，我们的学校里面呢，所有的地方呢，都是让我们的课后补习班的那些不同的机构呢，他们去里面接的。然后他们这些人进来学校的呢，他们都全部已经打了疫苗，而且呢，也有做那个健康调查表，我们才可以让他进来的。OK， 还有呢，就是你的侧门，就像我刚刚讲的，放学的时候侧门呢会2:45关闭。如果我们迟的话是2:50关闭。如果你迟到来接的话呢？不要去那些侧门了，来正大门，你的小朋友呢应该会在我们学校的办公室里面呢等你来接的。
Okay, I'm gonna now move on to the topic of drills and evacuations. Back when I was in school, we used to call them fire drills. They are no longer called fire drills, they're called evacuations. We're gonna start practicing evacuations, if not this week, next week. We also have to practice some lockdowns in the school building. I wanted to give you all the heads up. Don't worry, the teachers will prepare them. We're going to go over lessons. We'll try to make it as least scary as possible. In October, I'm going to have a town hall where I can address all your questions about the drills and the evacuations. Hui Ling?
OK, 校长刚刚说呢，就是我们即将呢在这个学期呢即将开始呢是练习一些情况，紧急情况的，好像是说怎么样从学校呢，如我们以前呢小时候长大的时候都是说走火警，然后现在呢他们的名称改变了，他们就是说教小朋友呢怎么样从学校安全的离开，而且呢我们必须在学校里面呢去练习一些特殊的情况呢，就是说如果校长说在学校里面说lockdown 的话呢，我们就会把我们的门锁起来这样子，然后呢我们就会尽量的教学生，然后呢让他们不会害怕。 OK， 我们必须要练习这一些。然后在十月份的时候呢，校长会再一次呢有一个师生厅会议呢，他会详细的解释给你们听这一些的历练怎么样，情况会怎么样。
OK， we will。Okay, I'm so sorry. Okay, special programs. The week of October 16th, we will be starting a lot of our specialty area programs. We will be starting violin for third grade and up. Second grade, we'll be starting ukulele with Ms. Casimo. And let's see, I'm sorry. We have soccer for the entire school. Are we doing pre-K soccer, Olga?
Soccer will be in cycles for the whole school. Cycles.
Yeah, that means at some point during the school year, your child will have soccer. We've been working with the New York City Football Club for many years. We have a wonderful coach, Max. He's now with Super Roof, which has a collaboration with the New York City Football Club. And then we're going to have Coach Mario. So between the both of them, your child will get soccer instruction. We have chess for kindergarten to fifth grade. So for the lower grades, we are trying a new program. And the program is called Miss Rowena Lee.
Chess
NYC. We wanted to gear it to be more instructional and not that competitive. Third to fifth grade will have Impact Chess, which is what we had last year when we were remote. Hui Ling.
Okay, 校长说呢，我们即将呢会开始呢我们的特别的。那个我们学校有那些特别的那些课程呢，是专门是给小朋友参与的。然后十月十八号那个礼拜呢，我们学校呢即将会三到五年级呢即将会参与小提琴的课程，然后二年级呢他们会学习六弦琴，还有呢我们学校里面所有的小朋友呢都即将会就是说顺序呢，对不对？每个小朋友呢都会去学习怎么样踢足球，然后足球这一个呢是跟那个纽约的那个足球俱乐部呢是有关联的，然后呢里面呢我们会有Max 教练跟 Mario 教练呢来教我们的学生的，还有呢就是西洋棋，然后西洋棋呢我们会开放给幼稚园到五年级的小朋友，还有呢就是我们就是低年级的学生呢，他们将会重新开一个新的西洋棋，就是跟那个 Chess New York 呢会连接，他们呢会进来教我们学生怎么样下这些西洋棋。三到五年级呢就是跟去年的一样，还是跟 Impact Chess 呢，他们会跟他呢就是参与一些就是学习怎么样走西洋棋啊，然后参与一些西洋棋的比赛，这样子跟小朋友一起玩这样子。
Okay, for pre-K to second grade, they will have Chen Dance, which is interpretive. It's a dance studio that we've been working with for many years. They used to do an after school with our upper grades. Oops, sorry. Okay. Hey, is that Carson's little sister? They used to do an after-school program pre-COVID. That won't happen until it is safe, but they will have dance with Miss Elizabeth. It will be remote, but she will be projected into the classroom and it's live. The dance studio didn't feel that it was safe yet, and she's very good. We did it during the pandemic, so a lot of her movement is really more centered than what we usually do when they had open space. We're gonna work that out. Second grade, I apologize, there is no swim. For the past 10 years, our second graders have been going to the YMCA for second grade swim, 10 weeks of free swim lessons. The YMCA is still closed. I discovered that. When I attempted to go there and when I attempted to email them, they're still closed. They were open for the summer for summer camp. But from what I understand, they are closed. I'm gonna try to reach out to them again.
And okay, Can I go? Okay, yep. 那个 pre-K 呢，就是学前班跟到二年级呢，他们还会持续有晨舞蹈。然后呢，晨舞蹈其实是一个舞蹈室里面呢，有一个老师呢是特别来教你的小朋友呢怎么样去用他的身体呢来表达来跳舞的。而且呢，我们以前呢高年级的学生呢在课后补习的时候呢会去晨舞蹈室那里呢，他们呢就会教他们一些就是舞蹈的课程。在这个疫情之前，然后现在呢因为疫情的问题，所以 Miss Elizabeth 呢还是会在线上教他们，对不对？但是老师呢会在教室里面呢，他会就是说会参加一个那个 Zoom 的会议呢，那小朋友会跟着那个画面呢来去做这个舞蹈室的。OK， 然后呢校长说非常的抱歉，今年二年级呢是没有游泳课的。OK， 我们呢去就是过去的十年呢，每个二年级呢都有一个游泳课程，是维持十个星期的。但是呢，我们现在呢是今年呢是没有这个学习游泳的课程的，是因为呢 YMCA 呢到目前为止呢还是关闭的。他 他们只是开，就是夏令营的时候他们有开，但是呢现在他们还是没有开，还是关闭的。
OK、oh gee, I lost my train of thought. We were talking about programs. Okay, so that's the update. You once they get started, the teachers will share with you the pictures of the activities via School Connects. This week, I know a lot of you have been waiting for what the classroom looks like. We've asked the teachers to start taking pictures of the classroom so you can see the desk arrangement, see that they're 3 feet apart. If you need any explanations, the teachers will be more than willing to answer your questions through School Connects. Oh, we will not have ballroom dancing for fifth grade. We don't have a space big enough for them to spread out. We all our big spaces are being used for other specialty areas. You know, hopefully we can bring them back one day. Hui Ling?
Okay, 校长说呢，就是说，老师呢，校长有叫老师呢去照一些相片呢，放在我们学校的 APP School Connect 呢，给你们分享说教室的情况到底是怎么样，就是说桌子呢是不是你可以从照相里面看到呢，桌子是每一个桌子都是分开三尺的，而且呢，如果呢你有任何的问题的话呢，你都可以呢通过这个我们学校的 APP 呢去问老师，老师也会尽他们的所能来回答你们的问题的。OK， 那我们以前呢有五年级呢都有学交际舞，但是呢我们今年呢五年级的学生呢不会学交际舞，因为呢我们学校呢找不到另外一个空间呢是足够容纳这么多的小朋友再去学习这个交际舞的，因为所有的比较交大的空间呢到目前为止呢都已经被运用了，所以呢今年呢不会有交际舞的课程。
OK、outdoor play, we secured a permit to use the basketball area in Seward Park, not the one with the tracks but the one behind the park house, so our teachers are going outby grade or two or three classes, just about every day. We have the permit from 8 to 12 all the way until December. Then I have to apply again. So we've been using that park. We send them out by grade. Your child will be going out every day, weather permitting. I know some of you are concerned about allergies and it's too cold. One of the ways we keep the children safe is by bringing them out of the classroom. That way we have the windows and the filters going and it clears the air. So if they have a later lunch, there's a good chance your child will be out sometime in the morning. If they have an early lunch, it's a good chance your child will be out later on in the afternoon. So this is one way we're trying to keep everybody safe. And it's the same, we really don't want them in playing indoors in our indoor yard if they could be outside with fresh air. So if you think it's cold, have them wear a jacket. We will be outside unless it's raining. Some sunny days will be inside only because if it rained in the morning, we can't dry the safety mats. And then that's a huge slipping hazard. But whenever possible, they will be outdoors for recess. And at least hopefully weather permitting once a day during the day.
OK, 校长说呢有关于去户外的就是玩耍呢，对不对？然后呢我们学校呢已经去那个就是那个公园的那个部门呢已经申请了许可证。 OK, 然后那个许可证呢可以让我们学校呢从早上八点钟到下午十二点钟呢去 Seward Park 的后面那个打篮球的那个球场那里呢可以去运用那一个空间的。 OK, 然后呢我们想让所有的家长知道呢，就是你的小朋友会每一天呢有就是跟他们同年级的学生呢就是全部一起去那里呢去吸些新的空气的。 OK, 然后呢我们呢其实呢这个样子做是因为我们想保障你们小朋友的安全，因为其中的一个规律就是说呢小朋友呢必须要一天以内呢要离开教室里面呢，让教室里面呢可以重新翻新新的空气。 OK, 而且呢如果你的小朋友呢如果你的小朋友呢是晚一点吃午餐呢，然后他就会早上早一点去那边，如果是晚就是说早吃午餐的话呢，早午餐的话他们就会晚一点出去那个空间那里去吸些呼的新鲜空气。如果 天气允许的话呢，他们会每天都去做。OK， 如果呢他们天气不允许的话呢，他们就会待在室内里面的。OK， 但如果家长们觉得呢外面太冷的话呢，我们建议你呢多给他穿一件衣服，或者是给他备夹克。OK， 那如果呢外面下雨的话呢，因为我们学校的户外的那个箭呢，如果一下雨的话，它就变成很滑，所以小朋友呢就不会在外面那个地方玩，他有可能待在室内里面的。
Okay, absences. If your child is absent, you are more than welcome to school connects the teacher. Just say, my child's out today. He has a runny nose. She has a runny nose. Please, if your child's out, expect phone calls from the school. We do have to follow up. It is part of contact tracing and ensuring that we make the right report to the situation room. So if your child's out and we're not sure, we're not clear on the details, we'll give you a call to follow up. I know it's annoying, but that's what we're required to do during this school year.
Okay. 有关于缺席，校长说呢，缺席的时候呢，你可以呢通过我们学校的 APP 呢来发给校长或者是老师呢，你的小朋友今天呢会缺席，未来上学，然后呢你也可以说你的小朋友呢就是因为什么原因没有来上学。我们想让你知道呢，每当每一个小朋友缺席的时候呢，是学校的责任呢去打电话呢去跟家长沟通有关于为什么你的小朋友缺席的。然后原因是因为呢，如果有任何的情况发生的话呢，我们可以呢就是打电话呢去，因为呢有关于就是接触跟追踪呢，我们必须要知道每个小朋友的情况，所以呢我们有时候呢会打电话给你问一问状况是怎么样啊，然后有时候我们会跟进，第二天打电话给你说小朋友的情况有没有好一点，然后我们其实呢也知道呢有可能会很烦人，但是呢这个是我们必须要做的事情，所以我们想让你们知道。
Okay, I'm going to jump to the questions right now. We posted a Google form. Question number one, how can parents get involved in the PTA? I will be very honest. Sorry, if you hear weird noises, those are my two dogs. Huilin, can you explain that?
Okay, so 校长说呢，如果你听到有一些奇奇怪怪的声音呢，其实是他的两在家里的两只狗在做这一些事情。
Okay.I have a wonderful PTA, but because we are limiting adults in the building, it's kind of difficult for everybody to get involved. We meet regularly on Zoom, which is not ideal. I think, speaking on their behalf, we will collect PTA dues this year. That was a decision that we made. We didn't collect last year because it was a hardship for many families. This year, we will try to collect PTA dues. Huilin, can you explain that?
Okay, so 校长说呢，这个第一个问题呢是有关于这个家长想提问的，就是呢，这个家长怎么样去参与在我们学校的家教会里面。然后校长说呢，基于今年的这个疫情的情况，而且我们不可以让太多的那些就是大人进来学校呢，所以呢就是说有一点困难让你们可以参加家教会呢，因为呢每一个家教会的会议呢即将都是会在那个线上那里开的。然后呢今年呢我们呢会收那个家教会的会费。OK， 去年没有是因为去年疫情，但是今年呢他们家教会一致通过呢，今年呢我们会收这个家教会的会费。
Okay, this year also, the PTA have been asking several years for this. I've been reluctant only because we couldn't figure out how to do it in an organized way. They want to institute a class parent. So what we decided to do was, since we're all on School Connects, we'll do separate groups.For each class on School Connects, we're going to ask the teachers to ask the parents if someone wants to manage that School Connects group and be the class parent. And it'll be a good way for someone to maybe post, I'll be at Seward Park on a play day, I'll be at Seward Park at 1 o'clock, who wants to come for a play day? So we will institute that. I'm just waiting until we get all the families on. So that's what, that's one thing that the PTA wants to really get going the school year.
Can I translate that?
Yes, yes.
Okay. 然后呢，校长说呢，就是说家教会呢，他们有就是说很多年呢都想就是说就是提供这一个就是每一个教室里面呢都有一个代表的家长，然后呢去就是说跟其他的家长沟通啊，然后呢好像是说如果有这个就是说如果这个学生这个教室里面在那个如果说他如果在那个公园里一点钟那个公园的时候，他可以发一个信息给所有的家长，问他们说，哦，我一点钟在这个公园呢、啊，到底有没有有没有其他的家长想参与跟我一起带小朋友在公园里面让他们一起玩耍这个样子。所以今年呢，我们有可能会实行这一个这个措施，但是呢，我们现在还在想把所有的家长呢都就是说加入我们学校的 APP 里面呢，希望可以实行这一个，就是说每一个小朋友的教室里面呢都有一个家长代表人员。
Okay, I'm going to shout above my doors. When would I know the state test results? I don't know.When they contact us, I will let you know. They will probably post it on your My Student account before they let us know. But when we find out, we will let you know. Hui Ling.
Okay, 这个家长问呢，说几时才可以知道周考的结果？然后校长说呢，到目前为止呢，他还不知道，因为没有任何的信息是发给他有关于周考的结果的。然后呢，校长说呢，你们通常家长应该可以在 My Student 你学生的账号里面呢，可以看到这一些资讯的。通常是你们知道这些信息呢，快过于校长。但是如果他有听到任何的信息的时候呢，他会跟所有的家长讲的。
Okay.Would the parents have the chance to apply for the cool culture card due to the pandemic? For my lower grades, yes, we pay for the cool culture card, pre-K and K. It's a process. They have some workshops that we have to attend before they send us the application. But we do have cool culture this year for the lower grades.
Okay, this parent asked.
It's not for the upper grades, it's specifically for lower grades. Okay.
Okay, 这个家长问呢，有关于 Cool Culture 的那一张卡，可以让你去我们纽约市里面呢，有很多的不同的博物馆，免费进去博物馆去参加的。然后校长说呢，这个 Cool Culture 卡呢，我们今年呢还是会去购买的，但是 Cool Culture 卡呢，只是给学前班跟幼稚园的小朋友的，不是给高年级的小朋友的，只是给那两个年级的小朋友。然后呢，因为呢，这个你要去购买这个 Cool Culture 卡，但他们会要求你参加很多的会议，参加完会议以后呢，他们才会把表格发给我们。等我们呢拿到表格的时候呢，我们会叫家长申请的。我们今年是有的。
Okay.Can teachers post lesson plans for the day or for the week so we can have an idea of what they are learning at school and be able to reinforce what they're learning at home? I can't require them to do that. I myself cannot collect their lesson plans. This is their contract. I can walk in the room and ask to see their lesson plans. What they will start doing is sending you monthly newsletters, which willwill tell you the topics that they're covering in all the core subjects such as math, language arts, which is reading and writing, science, social studies. They'll start with October. September was a really rough start. So they will be sending you monthly updates. You will also get updates, School Connects. They will send weekly class updates and grade updates.Yeah, that's the best way we tackle that. But they are transparent with what they're covering. They just can't give you a lesson plan weekly or daily. They'll do it once a month, like an outline. Kui Ling.
Okay, 校长说呢，第三个问题是说，在这个家长问中，家长们可不可以呢拿到一个就是老师的课程计划？就是一天的课程计划或者是一个星期的课程计划。然后校长说呢，其实
是不可以的，因为就算是校长他们也不可以要求拿这一些东西，他是可以就是说进去教室的时候呢 问他叫他给他看，然后他可以看一看，但是他不可以拿的。但是呢每一个教室里每一个年级呢的那些老师呢，他们每一个月呢都会发 一张那个一个月新闻这样子给你看的，然后那个月新闻表里面呢会写着说这个月呢小朋友即将会学什么东西，有关于社会课啊，有关于数学啊，英文啊，写作啊，他们都到底在教室里面做一些什么东西的，每一个月都会有。而且呢我们会通过我们学校的 APP 呢是让你知道呢让你知道他们在学校里面呢有学一些什么东西的。所以呢我们只可以就是说这个样子让家长知道小朋友在教室里面在学校里面到底在学一些什么东西的。
Okay. The last question. I lost it. Oh, okay. Can we send photos of the classes? We are starting to do that in School Connects. That's why we also need your media release form. We do take pictures of your children, your child, but usually it's more often than not is to post on School Connects so that you can see what they're doing. Huiling.
Okay.所以校长说呢这个家长想问说我们可不可以呢通过我们就是说发放一些相片给家长看让我们呢校长说呢我们现在呢其实呢在那个我们的学校的 APP 呢有发放这些照片的，但是呢在发放之前呢我们必须呢要你签的那个呢就是媒体公布的，就是说可以让老师呢在我们学校的 APP 里面呢是发放你小朋友的照片的。如果没有这一张，就是如果你没有签名的话，其实你的小朋友呢我们是不可以照相，不可以发放任何他的信息的。所以呢我们希望呢你可以把那张纸签过来，然后呢我们就可以发放一些相片呢给你看，有关于你的小朋友跟他那个教室里面小朋友的情况。
Okay, whoa, now I'm up to the questions in the chat. Is this for, okay, iPads are for 3K and up, we're applying for, Kenna. Peggy Chen, question, Huiling.
Okay, so does that include kindergarten kids as well?
Yes, it does. K to 3K to 5.
Okay, 有关于 iPad 的问题呢，是所有的学生 3K, 学前班幼稚园的小朋友呢，也包括在里面的。
Okay.Can you?
Okay, Alvina Wu wants to know if she can fill out the health survey online.
Oh, absolutely. If you can do it on your phone and show us a check, that'd be wonderful.
Okay, Alvina 的妈妈，如果你在网上线上填好的表格呢，只要照一张相，我们只需要看到绿色的有一个打勾的时候就可以了。
Are there plans for Halloween? Yes, we've been planning for Halloween since last Halloween. We are not trick-or-treating in the school building like we do in the past years because there's questioning about we're concerned about the transition in the hallway, children going into different classrooms. That would be like a horrible close contact phone call for the situation room. So,we are telling the classroom teachers that they can have a Halloween celebration in the afternoon. If they have an early lunch, if they have a late lunch, they can have it in the morning. We will be getting treats for the children. The teachers will probably, some might show a movie, they learn Halloween poem. We are inviting whoever wants to come in with a costume to come in with a costume. We'll let them get dressed. They could stay dressed throughout the day. Hopefully we will hopefully they'll have enough treats that you don't have to take them trick-or-treating. So we will have Halloween, but it won't be a Halloween parade. We can't let them trick-or-treat around the school. The fifth grade usually has a big shindig, in the gym where they all get together and they do competitions. We can't do that this year, but we will have celebrations in the classroom.
OK, 这个家长问呢说我们有没有任何的规划有关于万圣节，然后呢校长说呢我们万圣节呢我们去年已经在规划今年的万圣节了 OK, 然后呢我们想让你知道的呢就是今年的万圣节呢小朋友呢可以穿他们的那个服装进来，然后呢 他们呢，但是他们呢，我们不会有像以前一样的那个游行，就是他们穿着他们的漂亮的服装去游行，我们没有那一个，而且呢，我们也没有呢那个教室去不同的教室里面讨堂，是因为呢有关于安全的问题，而且呢如果有任何事情发生的话呢，对于纽约的他们要去追踪跟那个去看看到底谁跟你距近离呢，他们会很头痛，所以呢我们是没有把小朋友带去不同的地不同的教室里面去讨堂的，但是呢老师呢会在教室里面呢给小朋友参与一些呢就是万圣节的，就是让他们开开那个有可能去学一些有关于万圣节的那些歌诗词歌赋啊，有时候可以他让他们看一看小小的电影啊，或者是他们可以在他们的教室里面去庆贺万圣节咯。然后呢我们学校里面的办公室呢也会呢就是准备糖呢去发放给小朋友的，我们的目的就是说呢给你们的小朋友呢有足够的糖，让你不需要带他们出去讨糖。
I'm muted. Okay. If 3K child's younger sibling, do they get their own iPad or just use older sibling's iPad? Natalia, everybody will get their own. That's what we're aiming for. Okay. We requested for 3K up. We're just waiting for them to follow through.
Okay. So, 像这个家长问呢3K 的小朋友呢，如果有一个比较高年级的，或者是跟高年级的哥哥，对不对？那他们是要共用一个 iPad 呢，还是他们一个人拿一个？答案是他们每一个人呢都会有他们自己本身的 iPad。我们现在呢在向教育局申请，申请到的时候呢，每一个小朋友都会有他们自己的 iPad。So Kevin Ho's question is, they actually apply for an iPad?When can they get it? He's in second grade.
When did they apply? Because I think they stopped that where, stopped where families apply.
Okay, Kevin 的妈妈，你们是几时申请的？因为他们现在已经停了，让家长可以申请很久了。
Okay, we'll wait for his response. I think that's it. This is my fastest town hall. I've perfect the speed talking so that you guys can get on with your evening. We will reach out to Kevin Ho. Oh, okay. When did he apply?
A month ago.
Is that possible, Ms. Lipsky?
At the last town hall. Those are our new families or new requests. We have all of them.
Yeah. So, yeah.
All of the requests, not the iPads. Those are the ones we're waiting for.
Okay.慧琳 can you?
Okay, Kevin Ho 的妈妈啊，你是在我们上一次的市政厅会议跟我们提供说，跟我们说你需要申请一个 iPad， 我们已经拿到你的资讯了，但是教育局呢，像我们刚刚说的还没有批下来，所以我们还没有任何的 iPad 可以发放给学生。
Oh, you know what? I do have one more thing to address. One of the mommies shared with me, about a special program with students with individualized educational plans.This core academic recovery, we're slowly getting information on that. We really don't have, I think they're in the planning stages. I think they emailed you, the families, before they contacted the schools. So when we get more information, we'll let you know. Okay.
Okay, 有一个家长呢说跟我们校长说提醒说呢，我们现在呢，如果你的小朋友是有一个个人教育方案的话呢，然后教育局呢，他们现在有一个就是说恢复那个你的学习情况 ，OK。然后呢，我们现在呢还没有，我们还不知道，现在还在规划当中，我们还没有详细的资料可以提供给你们。但是呢，我们知道的时候呢，我们会跟你们讲的。教育局呢，他们应该是把这个新闻呢是发放给给家长先的，但是他们还没有规划好到底要怎么样做。
There's one more question about Lily.
Okay, so this parents want you to remind the teachers at school to wear their mask and to have the teachers remind the students to wear their mask.
Oh, okay. Yeah, tell mommy that, yes, we remind them every 5 minutes.And we will continue to do so. And we have a lot of extra masks. Don't worry.
Okay, Lily, Lily， 校长说呢，我们呢是经常呢都会提醒所有的老师，跟老师也会提醒小朋友呢，是经常把口罩戴好的。
Okay, I think that's it. Please feel free to reach out to us. At this point, you know, you can school connect me, Ms. Lipsky, the teacher. So if you have a question, ask. Okay? Good night.
Okay, 校长说呢，这个是最快的师生听会议，所以呢，如果你有任何其他的问题的话呢，你可以通过我们学校的 APP 呢，是写一个短信给校长、副校长跟你小孩子的老师。今天的会议就到此为止了，谢谢你们今天的参与，再见，
拜。